punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
And if I'm not mistaken, show number 17 here of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner. Gene, who are you?
I am Noise Punk, yo. Welcome to show number 17. And today we have a very special guest.
We always say that.
But, that's right. It's not about you. She looked at us like, what the heck is wrong with these?
Apparently,
well, our guest today is composer Beth Anderson. You have a middle name. No middle name. Because I just got an email from you. Okay, Beth Anderson, composer. And what else? You play something else?
I don't think of composing as playing something, but yeah, I play piano.
Okay, yeah, we like to say composer slash
pianist. Even though I'm not.
You're not even a composer.
I'm not.
So, okay, Beth, say hello. That's all we got.
Hello.
It's official. All right.
Yeah. The funny thing is, we were talking before, and apparently Beth has never heard our show before.
You know.
So a friend of ours, Jeffrey James.
Somebody's living in a rock, but anyway.
You're saying that if you haven't heard our show, you're living in a rock?
I think I meant under a rock. But,
did you say Iraq?
Yeah.
Iraq.
Yeah, sorry.
Or Iraq. Okay.
I believe
Beth,
I'm supposed
tell us, okay, Charles,
and cue laughter.
And cue, I'll cue later. Ask your question.
Obvious, dumb first question. Yeah. What made you want to become a composer in the first place?
A desire not to practice so much.
You know, that's exactly my thing. I hate practicing myself. I'm a lousy pianist, and they're for good reason. But I'm a pretty good composer, even though I think so.
That thing goes over to the composing, too. You still have
to practice. Basically, because once you write it down, it's done. Is that the thought behind it?
Is it really done? It's never done. People are always futzing with it, you know, forever and ever and ever. And I did actually used to practice 6 hours a day, but I only did that till I was about 24, and then that's been some time ago.
Yeah, there's a theory of thought that no matter how many pieces you write, it's all one continuous piece. I think Bernstein once said that.
I think Vivaldi said that.
No, how would you know?
Because
he taught a girl.
Charles, the only thing you ever did at 6 times a day is masturbate. Okay, so
all right,
no, Charles, sorry,
you're an idiot.
I'm sorry, I had to. This is, I don't want the show to get tame. I feel we're getting tame. You're talking about music too much.
It's okay.
Beth, what do you want to play for us?
What would you like to play?
Quick.
No, not quick. They're not really.
No,
quick.
No, we're joking.
Yeah, he's joking.
Uh-huh.
Slow.
I joke.
Yeah, we can edit this out if we have to.
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this: what have you written
play
for?
First.
Okay.
All right.
What is it?
What is this?
It's called March Swale.
And it's for what?
It's a string quartet.
Ooh, okay. March Swale.
Well, get some information, Charles.
Oh, yeah,
and do some professional, like as if you know what you're doing.
Well, yeah, you're going to edit this out anyway.
Charles Coleman came late today.
Not that you would notice out there, oh, wonderful audience. Okay, so March Swale by Beth Anderson here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Performed by?
A string quartet known as who?
The Rubio String Quartet from Belgium.
Not the Rubio String Quartet from Belgium.
Exactly. Those boys.
Not here, Belgium.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Thank you.
March Swale by our guest Beth Anderson here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner, ending on a great C fifth, not major, not minor, just a fifth. Am I right?
Can't remember.
Ah, there you go.
You're a little smarty pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Charles was asking what's a swale.
Well, yeah, what exactly is a swale?
A swale is a meadow or a marsh where a lot of wild plants grow together, and they actually, you can repeat these plants from piece to piece to piece, and I actually do. So you can find my daisies in different swales that I've written. And I use it to mean a kind of a musical collage.
Right. Wow, I mean, so that's, what, what?
Keep talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why am I, why do you want me to talk?
Wait, check. Oh, here I am.
Yeah.
All right. So I asked if I could eat the swales, and now
yeah, but they're not edible, basically.
I guess I could eat marsh.
No, they're a kind of land mass. There's a place in England called Swaledale, and I would really like to be have my music on the festival in Swaledale.
Well, that
wouldn't
sounds
that
like
be perfect?
Oh yeah, great landscape kind of deal there.
If you also if you found a musician whose name is Consuela,
but I'm bumped. That didn't work.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Next. What's music?
Next
more
piece.
Music.
Yes. What's, ah, we got something
different.
Else here. Yes. What? Which? What would you like?
We're going to do number one. We're going to do tale number one. And Mary Rowell and Denma Maroney.
All right. For violin and piano. Tale number. Okay. You're right.
Charles.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
So tale number one. And
you can't read, Charles?
I got the title, but I need the, once again, the, oh, the
That's why I said it for you.
Okay, once again, the soloists.
Mary Rowell, violinist, and Denman Maroney, piano.
Performing Beth Anderson's Tale Number One here on Noise Punk and
you,
Dust.
You guys are a mess.
Maybe you, yeah, maybe
you guys,
you
wait,
are.
What is this, violin and piano piece?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Okay, let's hear. Thank you.
Three Tales for Violin and Piano by our guest, Beth Anderson, here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner. That was violinist Mary Rowell, along with pianist Denman Mulrooney.
Yo, they're telling them tales, I'm telling you all about it.
Yeah, and that was actually a live performance on someone's loft, correct?
Tom O'Horgan's, actually.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
I don't know him, but that's great.
That was lofty music.
That was, yeah.
Because it was...
He was the director of Hair originally.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I didn't
know. Boy, I've been listening to too much Bear, god darn it.
Why?
because if I don't listen to much Hair, and therefore I've listened to Bear instead. Okay, why are you carrying this on? Just laugh, will you?
Usually, I mean, what's the opposite of Hair?
There wasn't any point to that opposite.
Air.
I've been watching too much Telly Savalas, or The King and I. You know, that's the opposite of Hair.
Law and Order.
No, Law and Order is not the opposite of... You know, you guys don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. More music!
Okay.
Yes.
Let's get into something bigger. You got bigger stuff like orchestral, choral?
I'm going smaller. We'll come back. We'll end big. But anyway, first we got songs. And they're called Harlem songs because they're by Harlem Renaissance poets.
I thought it was because they were about black people.
Well, there's that. Gwendolyn Bennett did the first one.
Did the words.
Okay.
And County Cullen.
Right.
And a man named Sterling A. Brown. And Georgia Douglas Johnson. All big names in Harlem Renaissance poetry, you guys.
All right.
All right. Of course. I'll take your word for it. I don't know none of them at all. That was a terrible
try to control yourself.
I can't.
So difficult, I know. Yeah. But anyway, Keith Borden is our singer, and Darren Campbell is
the pianist.
String bass player.
Oh, string bass, sorry.
And there's a pianist also.
And the pianist's name is...
A brain in my head.
What's the pianist's name? Stay tuned and find out.
I swear, I know it's here.
Just make it up.
Strange. No, it's
Joe Schmo.
No, it's Johannes Wallman. Oh. It's a very significant person and a very significant name.
You definitely couldn't make that one up.
My God.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. So
song by black folk. No,
you can't help it.
I'm just joking. I don't know. I have an accent that I have to use in certain places.
I see.
This was perfect for you. Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
So this is Harlem Songs.
It is.
By our guest, Beth Anderson, here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
Word.
I am leaving the song of waters shaken from brown limbs, or heads thrown back in irreverent birth. My song has the lost sweetness of moist dark lips, where hymns keep gone body with old forgotten banjo songs. Abandoned of you that I sing the heart of a race, while sadness whispers that I am the cry of a soul. A shouting in the old camp meeting place, a strumming on the old banjo, singing in the moonlight, sobbing in the dark, singing, sobbing, strumming slow, singing slow, sobbing low, strumming, strumming, strumming slow. Words are bright bugles that make the shining for my song, and mothers hold brown babes to the warm breasts to make my singing sad. A dancing girl with swaying hips sets mad the queen in a harlot's eye, praying slave, jazz band after, breaking heart to the time of laughter, clinking chains and minstrelsy are welded fast with melody. A praying slave with the jazz band after, singing slow, sobbing
home. My old man died, huh, cussing me. My old man died, huh, cussing me. Oh, Lady Rock's baby, double shackles, ha! Guard behind. Double shackles, ha! Guard behind. Ball and chain, baby, on my mind. White man tells me,
has nothing more to ask, and now
And she doesn't need to make it a G because the F sharp works just fine at the very end there. That was Harlem Songs by our guest, Beth Anderson. The baritone was Keith Borden. And who are the other players, the pianist and the bassist? Oh, I'm sorry.
Charles could recognize the F sharp, but he can't remember things from minute to minute.
Yeah.
Johannes Wallman is the pianist, and Darren Campbell is the string bass player.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kur, playing an A flat major chord.
Charles, stop that.
Yeah, I just love to show off my perfect pitch.
You do this at
bar
mitzvahs and
yeah,
weddings.
I do this at bar mitzvahs.
Guessing notes and yes. Resolving things. But when I ask him to spell a C7 chord, it'll take him an hour.
Yeah.
You could just hear things. He can't do anything theoretically.
Yeah, I'll be at the Kick Eye Club tomorrow talking about this. But anyway.
Yeah, but you'll be naked putting quarters up your ass. All right, so listen. Listening to music by a nice lady, Beth Anderson, and we're acting not so nice. Not so nice, Charles. Not good.
Yeah, sorry, we don't mean to. We mean well. But anyway.
Charles, I don't mean well. Okay, we have... I asked Aunt Beth if she has pieces for larger forces, and she answered,
"Yes."
Well, yes, I do, Gene. Sorry, that was me making. Yeah. I wasn't even Beth. And we're gonna hear a song
again. The swale theme is used. Minnesota swale. Tell us about it.
Is he related to Minnesota Fats?
Who's been dead for 20 years? But
in name only related. Yeah. Anyway, yes. It's a swale that I wrote for the Minnesota Symphonia. They did the first performance, and this is performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony,
yeah.
Apparently.
Right.
And it's out on an Opus 1 CD. Right.
All these CDs are available for sale, and you can get them all on Beth Anderson's website.
Which is?
Beam Music.
BEAND.com.
Oh, BEA. What is it? Bead?
Like... Beth, the first two letters of Beth and the first three letters of Anderson. B-E-A-N-D. First you
Bean.com.
Right.
Go to Bean.com, buy some goddamn music, and don't fuck with me, all right? Sorry. I'm sorry. I used to be a salesman.
Gene is Jerry Lewis. I am Dean Martin.
Did that work?
Yeah.
As a salesman?
Nah, it was for about an hour. All right. Let's hear the
Minnesota Swale by our guest, Beth Anderson, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Minnesota Swale by our guest Beth Anderson here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. That was performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Joel Eric Subin.
Subin!
Sorry! Yeah.
So that was my Charles messed up music.
Womp, 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 womp.
So the Slovak people who apparently killed a lot of Jews were playing this music with very Jewish melodies. Tell us more, Beth.
Please.
Did I say it badly?
I don't know who killed them, but I don't think it was necessarily the Slovak people. But there was somebody in World War II that killed a lot of the Jewish population in the area where this orchestra exists.
Were any of them in the orchestra?
What?
Were any of them playing in the orchestra?
I do not.
Because that
would have
been
so
cool. Because when that Jewish thing came out, they would probably feel bad about it.
Merciful heavens. In any case, Joel was concerned that they might not know how to do the klezmer part in here, right. And so he took a CD of klezmer music over and played it for them to make sure that the clarinet player got the part right, and I thought he did a good job.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
He didn't slaughter it. Sorry, I can't say anything these days.
The comments by Noise Punk and Das Crooner are solely the property of
Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
No, not Das Crooner.
No, everything you don't like about the show, please email Das Crooner at C. Coleman.
CharlesColeman.com. Anyway.
Charles Coleman. Charles Coleman, go there.
Yeah.
Vote Coleman. So, you know, the Simpsons thing is Walt Quigby. He always
Quimby.
Walt Coleman. I don't know what we're talking about. Where are we? I don't even know what's happening. It's a very nice Saturday afternoon. We're very sober. Beth came over. Well, she never heard the show, and she's like, what are these two guys doing?
Yeah, yeah. We kind of shocked her a number of times. Nothing, you know, we didn't mean to, but we did.
We meant to.
You meant to.
I meant to. But she brought a lot of music. She brought, cases of CDs.
Because she's that damn good.
How many recordings do you have?
I don't know. But I used to know exactly because there were so few.
I know. That's
but
I
now
know.
There's.
I know how many I have.
You know, I've got three CDs that are all my music, which
okay,
is great.
Well,
and then I've got a whole bunch more that have one flute piece or one song or one this or one that.
You know. Which you can get on bean.com. That's BEAN, a form
D.
of. D?
Beaned.
It's Beth, B-E.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A-N-D for Anderson.
My bad. As B.
I have a lot of CDs with no music of mine.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Variations on John Cage's 4.33 by any chance? Or?
Yeah. I have those too. I buy those in quantities of 50.
And you get royalties.
You know that the Blank City is, that's 4.33.
Yeah.
Charles, anyway. UK. All right, let's hear some more music. I'm tired of talking to Charles in general.
Yeah. We got two swales, right? The Kentucky Swale and the Blue Bell Swale.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
They're from the 80s, actually. And they're in performances that were created for a string orchestra, and they were performed at a festival in Belgium. And it's a group called the Collegium Musicum Carinthia, conducted by Alexei Kornienko.
Wow. I'm not going to try and pronounce that name.
Charles, can you say all that, please?
The Collegium Musicum Carinthia, conducted by Alexei Kornienko.
Sounds great.
Wow. I got something right, finally.
See, I don't know if it's right, but I just like the way you talk.
There you go.
Now, if only you put your pants back on.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Two swales by our guest. Two swales for...
Two guests by a swale.
This is for string orchestra, correct?
It is.
It is indeed. By our guest, Beth Anderson, whose music you can check out at BEAND.com here on Noise Punk. Will you shut the hell up?
Playing all the music, all the time.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. We'll be right back. Bravo indeed. That was Two Swales for String Orchestra, the Kentucky Swale and the Blue Bell Swale.
Damn.
Composed.
You're doing good.
Yeah, I was until then. Composed by our guest, Beth Anderson, here on Noise, Punk, and Das Crooner.
I sure like that Kentucky Swale.
And,
that's not how they speak in Kentucky, is that? Who conducted it?
It was the, well, first of all, it was the Collegium Musicum Carinthia, conducted by Alexei Kornieko.
Can you say the whole thing, but in a Kentucky accent? Let me try.
Collegium Musicum Carinthia, conducted by Alexei Kornieko.
Yeah! Hey, that's where I just saw a special on moonshine.
Really?
That's where it's all from.
You look fascinated.
Wait, you're from Kentucky?
I am.
Okay, yeah, I knew it smelled a little like there was some kind of bourbon going on here. Yes. Somebody's
moonshine.
It wasn't Beth. It was Charles.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah.
She's giving me a look. Okay, we're almost at the end of Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner Show number 17 on this wonderful Saturday with guest composer Beth Anderson, Everything in One Breath. Yeah. But we're going to play one more piece by her called...
Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree.
Yes, sir.
Dude, you're not saying it right.
Yes, sirree. That's because I don't. This is yes, sirree is not something you usually read. You just say it. Yes, sirree. Yes,
I think everybody who's ever said yes, sirree have read it from a piece of paper.
Yeah, featuring
random.
Featuring Beth Anderson, our vocalist as vocalist. Tell us about the piece.
It's a really old piece. It's from about 1976. 78, it says here.
Well, Charles was like 55 years old.
And my God. And Michael Blair is the percussionist, now living in Sweden, I believe. And
good meatballs.
We made it for a radio series called Poetry is Music that NPR paid for part of to develop their satellite. It was called the Satellite Program Development Fund when they were first starting to send stuff out around on the satellite.
Wait, what's NPR? National Puerto Rican.
National Public Radio.
National Puerto Rican. National Puerto Rican.
The man is deranged. That's all I can say to this.
Just a moron.
Anyway, it's a text sound piece from a lovely CD called Peachy Kino out on Pogus.
Which you could purchase if you go to...
BEAND.com. Here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
Okay, you're going to give us money every time they buy CDs from now on, right?
Yeah, right. Come on.
So we get us.
It's going to be huge. You just don't know.
Play it!
Yes, sirree, something to see. Yes, sirree, something to see. Something to see, something to see. Yes, sirree, something to see. Something to see. Yes, sirree, something to see. Yes, sirree, something to see. Look at the thing, look at the thing.
Yes, sirree, by our guest Beth Anderson. That was her doing vocals along with percussionist Michael Blair here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
All right. We're Beth, I'd like to thank you for coming on this dreamy afternoon to easy listening.
You're on Noise, Punk, and Dust
talking,
Crooner.
Noise, Punk. I'm trying to do like, you know, those radio stations where they make everybody go to sleep in the nighttime.
But they can listen to this anytime they want.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
But we are not one of those radio stations. We're crazy. You know,
crazy.
Like one of those crazy.
Beth, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Sorry.
I hope you had fun.
I did.
Yeah.
She did twice.
Wow.
She said.
Yeah.
One for me, one for Charles. But thank you for coming. And
so what's next for you? What are you writing? Any projects coming up?
I've got women's work coming up at Greenwich House in March. We're doing a three concert series, and I'm the host.
I had a piece in it once, and I'm not even a woman.
Yeah, we're an all-girl band with boys, for sure.
Okay, I am a woman.
And we boys deserve such
I am a woman.
Accolades. But thank you very much. It's been awesome. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. And there's the theme music.
What is it? It's the theme music.
That's right. And that'll do it for this episode of Noise Punk and Dust
Crooner. Number 17.
And until next time, noise to you!
Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Noise Punk. And Dust Crooner. Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.